From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, whom he challenged to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
President Obama will cap his visit to Germany on Monday with a speech outlining his vision for future U.S.-European relations. North Korea confirmed today that it had conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test in January and a ballistic missile test the following month. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar's anticipated return to the capital Juba plan for Saturday was delayed after President Salva Kiir's government demanded the team inspect weapons that Machar would bring along. Machar's return is a key part of the peace process to form a transitional government following last year's accord to end South Sudan's conflict. This is VOA News.